It's 10:05 and you're listening to National Public Radio. I'm Scott McVeigh. We're talking about immigration this hour, and our first report is from NPR correspondent Christina Reyes in Chicago.
People from around the world are lured to America by its promises of liberty and opportunity. These promises have been fulfilled for the tens of millions of immigrants who came here in the 20th century. Currently, there are estimated to be about 35 million legal immigrants in the U.S. and 12 million undocumented migrants, of which 7.2 million hold jobs, making up 4.9% of the overall labor force. These are usually jobs that U.S. Americans are not willing to hold. Undocumented workers make up 24% of farm workers and hold 14% of construction jobs, not negligible numbers. So what would happen if immigrants didn't work? That's what organizers of a nationwide event dubbed A Day Without Immigrants wanted to demonstrate on Monday, May 1, 2006. They asked those opposing tighter restrictions on immigration, especially immigrants themselves, to boycott all aspects of commerce, including going to work and school. They hoped their one-day boycott would have a significant negative impact on the country's economy. They hoped that the non-functioning factories, the unserved restaurant tables, and unmade hotel beds would make the country realize just how much it depends on immigrant labor. More than 50 cities across the country, from New York to Los Angeles, organized rallies. A number of companies even made provisions so that their employees could participate in the marches. Tyson Foods, the world's largest meat producer, closed a dozen of its 100 plants across the country. Purdue Farms closed 8 of 14 chicken plants. Cargill Meat Solutions closed plants in 6 states, giving 15,000 workers the day off so they could participate. Smithfield Foods of Virginia took time on Monday to help employees write letters to U.S. senators and representatives demanding changes in immigration laws, including a path to citizenship for those who are willing to work. Chicago was the site of one of the largest protests, where police estimated 400,000 demonstrators marching through downtown. Schools with a predominantly Latino student body saw a 10-33% drop in attendance. At Benito Juarez High School in Pilsen, where nearly all of the students are Hispanic, 17% of the 1,560 kids showed up, spokeswoman Ana Vargas said. Many Latino-owned businesses closed in support of the protest, such as the popular El Mesón Mexican restaurant in Chicago. Owner José Torres marched with his family and 18 employees, losing over $3,000 by closing his restaurant for the day. And his workers didn't have to give up a day's pay to participate. Torres paid them. He said, "The sacrifice is worth it. This country has given me a lot of opportunities. I want others to be able to take advantage of these same opportunities too." But Latinos were not the only ones protesting. There were Polish, Irish, Chinese, and Korean flags to be seen too. Jose Delgado, 43, a construction worker from the Mexico City area, took the day off to protest, saying, "This is not just about Mexicans. It doesn't matter what color your skin is or what language you speak. It's about all immigrants. My struggle and my family's struggle is the same as what the Irish felt, what the Poles felt, what the Chinese felt. Now we're all in the same boat." Democratic Illinois Senator Barack Obama was also in the streets on the back of a Teamsters Union truck to oppose a stringent immigration bill passed by the House of Representatives last December. He commented his action. "To those who think we can simply close off the borders and deport, let me say this. There is no reason to fear people who have come here for the same reason as generations of Americans. They want a better future for their children." The House of Representatives added fuel to the fire of the immigration debate in December 2005 by passing the so-called Sensenbrenner legislation, named after Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin, who introduced the bill to the House. The bill includes criminalizing all illegal immigrants and those who assist them, and toughening border control by erecting a 700-mile security fence on the U.S.-Mexican border. New York Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton opposes the bill and says it would literally criminalize the Good Samaritan and probably even Jesus himself. The Senate approved a bill in May 2006, which looks much different from the House bill. The Senate security fence would only be 370 miles long. The bill also provides for a guest worker program for illegals who have been in the country 5 years or longer. They would be eligible for legal status or to apply for citizenship, provided they learn English, pay back taxes and a fine, and have no serious criminal records. Supporters of the idea call it earned citizenship, but opponents denounce it as amnesty. The House and the Senate seem to be worlds apart. Perhaps they should listen again to what the May 1st protesters had to say. Sí, se puede. Yes, it can be done.